This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Helium gas is a versatile element essential across various industries from space exploration to cryogenics, medical technology, welding, and more. But reserves of helium are being used up. The U.S. used to be a top exporter of helium, but most reserves have been depleted, sending researchers like Thomas Abraham James on the hunt for more. Now, Abraham James has discovered a vast reserve of helium. Abraham James is the CEO of Pulsar Helium, a company that recently discovered a 12.4% concentration of helium buried within northern Minnesota's Iron Range. That 12.4% concentration of helium is a percentage about 30 times the industry standard. With the discovery, Pulsar Helium will commission an independent third party to conduct a feasibility study to see if the site is conducive to a helium plant. Abraham James said, "It's not just about drilling one hole, but now proving up the geological models, being able to get some really good data that wasn't captured in the original discovery. It has the potential to really contribute to society." The city of Liverpool, England, has unveiled advanced proposals to build the world's largest tidal power generator on the River Mersey. The project, called Mersey Tidal Power, would become the largest tidal range scheme in the world. It could power more than 1 million homes for more than 120 years. The dam-like Mersey Tidal Power would be a barrier between the Irish Sea and a tidal basin fitted with turbines that generate electricity. The structure could also provide flood defense. Liverpool, England has a net zero by 2040 target. The massive tidal power project could help the city and region and also serve as a model for many more tidal and coastal cities for power generation from the tides. With momentum growing to restore passenger rail to southern Montana, the Hiawatha route, carrying passengers east to west, another idea for passenger rail would move people in a north-south direction. The expanded route would provide an important international connection with Canada, bringing the potential for a big economic impact on Montana, especially for tourism. Efforts to restore the route of the Hiawatha across southern Montana have been making strides over the past 3 years thanks to the efforts of the Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority. Passenger trains have not used that route since Amtrak closed the run in the 1970s. The Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority has been working toward a corridor ID program, which would help to restore passenger rail service on the southern route. Now, the Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority says there's a new Alberta to Montana passenger rail feasibility report, which focuses on the idea of cross-border passenger rail service between Calgary, Alberta, and Livingston, Montana. Alberta Regional Rail said a Calgary to Livingston corridor would enhance regional interconnectivity while improving economic and tourism development, generating employment opportunities, and offering a sustainable travel option. The idea goes beyond passenger rail, but the recent report focuses on tourism, especially connecting Yellowstone National Park with Glacier National Park in northwest Montana and Waterton Banff National Parks in Alberta, Canada. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.